It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the federal agent and the murder weapon.
Often we have joint agreements to enforce outside of BLM lands when help is needed.
The gun used to kill 32-year-old Kate Steinle was stolen from a parked car in San Francisco just days before what has become a national incident. But tonight there are questions about why a member of the Bureau of Land Management was in San Francisco. The BLM manages open spaces and the wilderness, not big cities. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
The Bureau of Land Management's now saying the serial numbers match up, and one of its agent's service weapons was the gun used. That weapon was stolen from a parked car when the agent, or ranger, was in the city on official business. What that business was, we're not quite sure.
BLM rangers are fully delegated federal law enforcement officers, and they are authorized to carry firearms and serve as a peace officer through the federal government.
Spokeswoman Dana Wilson says the theft was immediately reported to SFPD and happened in late June, so just days before Steinle was killed on July 1st.
San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee talking publicly for the first time today about the shooting since it happened 1 week ago. But as KGO 810 Scott Letieri reports, the posturing is already underway.
Mayor Ed Lee, who defended the policy in one breath and implied in the next that the Sheriff's Department should have held Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who remains in jail on suspicion of murder.
This happened to be an interpretation, and I think it could have easily been taken care of.
But Sheriff Ross Mercurimi maintains that a warrant was needed.
ICE has been well aware that jurisdictions like ours requires them to have a court order or a federal warrant for the transference and deportation process.
Lee says he does not want to politicize the situation and will wait until an investigation is concluded before he passes judgment.
It is worth noting, however, that Mayor Lee approved reinforcements to that sanctuary policy in 2013, as did the Board of Supervisors. And now to the computer glitches that shocked the world. That's the sound of United Airlines passenger jets idling on runways at airports across the U.S. today. Flights were grounded for almost 2 hours this morning over what the nation's second largest airline is calling a router problem. A second computer outage shut down the New York Stock Exchange for 4 hours over what's being called a configuration issue. This is cybersecurity expert Adam Levine.
We are a more technologically advanced society now than ever. They come with good and bad. Good is saving lives, making people's lives enriched. But at the same point, there's a downside, which is when something goes wrong, it can be one heck of a go wrong.
This is the second time in 2 months United has been hit by major technical issues. The New York Stock Exchange, though, quick to note this is not the product of a computer hacker. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum, though, has reaction from the hacker community.
Some people pointed to a vague post on an anonymous Twitter feed to suggest that the exchange was hacked. But a prominent figure in the anonymous collective said China was probably to blame. Stock exchange officials said it was not the result of a cyber breach.
Video cameras on passenger trains. The Obama administration is drafting rules to require railroads to install cameras to record the actions of engineers. Labor unions oppose the camera. Investigators still don't know what made an Amtrak train near Philadelphia accelerate to twice the speed limit before it derailed back in May.
This was not an easy decision, but it is one that is in the best interest of the people of Baltimore.
Former Oakland Police Chief Anthony Batts fired today as the top cop in Baltimore. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake announcing today that she's replacing Batts as police commissioner, effective immediately.
The people of Baltimore deserve better. The brave men and women of our department who put their lives on the line every day to make our city safer deserve better, and we're going to get better.
Now, Batts may be a scapegoat, but he did draw widespread criticism for his response to the riots that erupted following the April death of a young black man, Freddie Gray, who was in police custody. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you. We'll start in the city there on northbound 101 past 280. It becomes a parking lot just before Cesar Chavez and continues to crawl to the Skyway. No issues past the 80 split, though, on northbound 101, but 80 eastbound is almost stopped from 101 to Fremont. And some minor slowdowns across the lower deck, but past Treasure Island, you're good to go. San Jose, 680 northbound at Berryessa, a four-vehicle accident there in the second lane still. One tow truck apparently there, another should be there in about 15 minutes, according to CHP. The right lane's still kind of taken out, and traffic still holding steady almost back to McKee Road. Heading out toward Tracy on 580 eastbound, just thought I'd let you know, it's still slow going. Construction's helping to keep you stop and go from 1st in Livermore to the 205 split. Beach Blanket Babylon, hilarious spoofs of pop culture, spectacular costumes, and outrageously big hats is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. Special added Tuesday performances in July. For tickets and more, visit beachblanketbabylon.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's and the Giants lose tonight, and your Bay Area weather forecast, patchy fog and drizzle after midnight. Lows will be in the mid-50s. Winds out of the west of up to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle in San Francisco and along the coast. There will be a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s at the coast, 80 inland. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, a few degrees warmer. And for your weekend, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 60 degrees in Half Moon Bay, 64 in Livermore, 60 in Napa, 63 in Oakland, 64 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
Hey, getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
People should and do trust me. And I have every confidence that that will be the outcome of this election. I cannot decide what the attacks on me will be, no matter how unfounded. And I'm well aware of the fact that it's your job to raise those, and we'll do our best to respond to them. But I think what people talk to me about, and that's all I can go on, is the literally thousands of people that I've seen in the course of this campaign. They want to know what I'm going to do for the economy, what I'm going to do for education, what I'm going to do for health care, and they trust me to have a plan and to be committed to carrying out that plan, and they should, because I will.
Okay, but yet she is distancing herself from what has been going on with the current administration, with Obama, saying that San Francisco made a huge mistake when it released Francisco Sanchez, despite requests from federal immigration authorities. All right, let's get to the calls. Where do you want to start?
We're going to Kathleen in Novato.
808-0810 is the number. Here, I'll punch it up with the computator. Yes.
That's Michael in San Francisco, but...
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. We want to start...
Sorry, my button wasn't working. So.
Okay, 808-0810. Just hang on, everybody. If you're on hold, we'll be with you in a minute. Okay, let's start here. Good evening. You're on KGO. Is it Kathleen?
Hello? Kathleen,
yep,
yeah.
It's you.
Hi. I was just very shocked when you started in on nationality and stuff like that, when, as a parent, really the only thing that I think of when I think of that situation is her begging her father to help her and her father holding his dying daughter in his arms. I wouldn't care what color she was, what she looked like, anything. No parent should ever have to go through that.
Well, for sure. And I totally agree. But where Carolyn was coming from is a different place, and the way probably a lot of other people are thinking it, but they might not be saying it.
It's the media reaction is the point.
Yes. I mean, you know, of course. We stand by the family.
Because I've walked along there so many times, you know, it's the parent thing, the San Francisco thing, the everything that, no, I don't know.
Okay. All right. I thank you.
It is. It's hard to have it not hit home. I've taken pictures right there with my parents, so it's a little hard if you.
So, Carolyn, you are biracial, is that correct?
Yes, okay. I am half black, half white.
Okay. So the question was, would this have garnered all the national media attention, especially from people like Donald Trump, if this would have happened in Oakland at the Warriors, celebration or something like that? Would it have, even if it was this same guy and he did the same thing, and it would have been some, you know, black or Latina person in Oakland, would it garner all of the noise that Trump and Bill O'Reilly and the rest of them were making?
Well, you know, as I noted earlier, you know, this was a confluence of things. I think that, you know, had this not come on the heels of those comments by Donald Trump, you know, his argument was poorly timed and it wasn't very well thought out. But there is an argument to be made about violent criminals, violent illegal immigrants, and to which the majority of those are Hispanic from Mexico. The largest gang in America is the Latin Kings. Most gangs in America, almost half of them, are Mexican gangs. This happens right on the heels of his comments. This happens to be an illegal from Mexico, deported 5 times, convicted of 7 felonies. It played right into that. I mean, again, you have to look at how everything played out. I mean, it was sadly a perfect storm.
Okay. You know,
that's my point.
All right, because we have a lot of calls. 808-0810, who's next?
Michael in San Francisco.
Michael, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Real briefly, I think you guys are kind of trying to change the subject from what's important. I don't think the race or if she's beautiful. I think you're kind of trying to minimize the importance of the fact that the sanctuary.
We're not minimizing anything. I just want to make that clear. It's just that having talked about this for about 4 days running now, we're examining it from a slightly different viewpoint. I think Carolyn had something to say.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm not saying at all that I understand why it has gotten the media attention, like the previous caller said, because of the location, because it was a touristy area, and also the fact that it was completely random and the whole immigration angle. So I understand it from that point of view. But the thing is, I do not think that, I mean, this has been the top story on every radio station, every TV station for a week now. And I do not think that it would have been as huge had it been a woman of another race or had it been a less attractive woman or an older woman. That's my point.
Perhaps. I just think that the policy of the sanctuary city is a bad policy and should be changed. There's a bill out of the House, out of a committee in the House of Representatives, yep, to cut off federal funding for cities that are sanctuary. And I think it's an interference with the federal role of immigration policy.
Thank you. And I want to talk about that for a second. So, Senator Feinstein brought this up. To prevent such a tragedy from happening again by having cities participate in the Department of Homeland Security's new priority enforcement program, which was created as part of President Obama's 2014 executive actions on immigration, LA is joining the program. And Senator Feinstein wishes that San Francisco would too.
Well, it depends on how much money it is and how much that would sting the city of San Francisco and how principled the elected officials in this city are. I think they have no choice but to dial it back. At some point, you have to defer to your law-abiding, tax-paying citizens who expect you to take care of them, who elect you to take care of these very important issues. At some point, I get it. You have to sometimes fight the fight for people who can't fight for themselves. But in this case, you are dealing with a convicted felon. And I promise you, this is not the only guy who's gone through that jail and been released because, you know, there wasn't the proper order from the federal government to satisfy the city of San Francisco. In fact, I'm told, or actually I read something today, that said that the federal government couldn't possibly provide that kind of legal order because it would cripple the government. So the best they can do is this detainer. And so there you go.
Yeah, Yeah. So next time, get a warrant.
Well, but that's it. They said the federal government doesn't have the capability to do that repeatedly. Maybe in very extreme cases, but this would cripple.
They'd literally be backlogged.
They'd be backlogged beyond belief, and it's just that detainer is the best they can do. So circling back to Dianne Feinstein, something clearly needs to be done. But let's be clear. Gavin Newsom is the one who resurrected and reinforced the sanctuary ordinance in 2007. Mayor Ed Lee and the Board of Supervisors voted for changes and reinforcements in 2013. And Ross Mercurimi, according to published reports, actually embargoed everyone in the sheriff's department. There was some discussion that there were people privately calling ICE and calling the feds and saying, we have this guy, we have that guy, we're going to release him, come pick him up. And then at some point in the last year or so, Mercurimi says, no, this comes through me and only me. And how can you possibly keep track of all that? So, you know, as this thing continues to unfold and as we continue to peel back the onion, there's clearly a lot of blame to go around.
Sure.
And it's obvious that change needs to take place.
We've scooped another entire enforcement agency on top of the Cluster F, which is the Bureau of Land Management. What the heck was that person doing here and leaving their gun in a car, right?
Yeah, you know
it's
what?
It's such a mess.
It is a mess.
I hope that something that comes out of this, if there is a silver lining, is that all of these enforcement agencies can get onto some huge database. My God, we live in the hub of all things tech. And share information, and I don't know, would that help at all?
We had a caller last night who just ripped us because of, you know, that we were being too hysterical about this. And he said, oh, there was Richard Allen Davis and Polly Klass, and we passed three strikes, and that was a disaster. Well, it wasn't a disaster. They tweaked it, and it was fine. Richard Allen Davis was a bad guy.
Oh, I hate him so
much. When he was convicted, he turned around and flipped off the television cameras. And
the classes, right?
And what we learned during the Polly Klass case was that many law enforcement agencies, and granted, this was the early 1990s, but many law enforcement agencies weren't even on the same two-way dispatch channels. I mean, there was a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy who'd stopped Richard Allen Davis because his car was in a ditch. And Polly Klass was hiding up in the woods. And this guy didn't know because the all points bulletin for Polly and this guy was only broadcast through the Petaluma Police Department. It didn't go to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. So this guy didn't know. But from that, a lot of that changed. Law enforcement agencies put their egos down and their attitude. And it's like, you know, we need to collaborate, which has eventually, you know, evolved into these Amber alerts that we have that show up on freeway signs, you know, all of that communication, you know, you could argue spun out of the Polly Klass case. I would argue that they know they're in communication. They know who's in, who's out. Now, when it comes to releasing those people from jail, that's the kind of cooperation that needs to change. San Francisco is going to have to change the way it does business to incorporate the feds. I thought it was interesting that Ed Lee said, well, you know, it seems like there was a misunderstanding here, and I'm sorry, but that sounds incredibly disingenuous when you've approved reinforcements to this sanctuary ordinance, you know, probably a year and a half ago.
It's messy. Be braver, Ed.
Right. All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn Copeland, and thank you very much, John Lobertini. We'll, as you said, continue to watch the onion unfold. All right, we're going to go to another sheriff, Mendocino County, coming up here next with another topic, and that is what is going on in the Emerald Triangle. On the way on the Drex Radio program on KGOA 10.
Interested in cybersecurity? Want to read a fast-paced thriller about today's cyber warfare written by a man who actually works inside the prestigious cyber war room? The Billionaire's Son describes the Pearl Harbor cyber attack we all fear. Author Jim E. Reams is a real-life cyber cop. He blows away the technical fog of war, investigates the crime, and pursues the Black Hat hacker who makes the attack personal. Black Prometheus is a heavily encrypted, polymorphic, bisexual malware with an attitude. Stealthy and dangerous. The Billionaire's Son introduces realistic, persistent, advanced threats that the computing world may soon see in real life. For more information, go to GBA2015.com. That's GBA2015.com.
Audi15.com. Act fast for a limited time only discount offer online. And don't miss your chance to snag The Billionaire's Son by Jim E. Reams. Available on Amazon.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-32.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, do you want to have some fun while we wait? Get the sheriff on the phone? Let's do this. Fox released a new Simpsons clip online where Homer Simpson is one of the paid people at Donald Trump's presidential campaign announcement. Now, you remember all of that? If you don't recall that story, when he announced his presidential bid at Trump Plaza, Trump Center, he did this whole thing, you know, where there was a big crowd, and turns out there were allegations that, I don't know if it was central casting or somebody, but you know, there was an email that was found, and then that was floating around the media where it said that, you know, for $50, if you come down and cheer on Donald, well, we'll pay you $50. We'll give you a T-shirt and hip, hip, hooray. All right. I want to play it. We've got to play
it.
Can
you hold a sign?
You know it.
Want $50?
Woohoo!
Do you care who the next president is?
No.
Come with me.
Fade, fade, fade.
I'm right behind him. Not supposed to stare at it directly, but I can't help it. If I touch it, will it heal my baldness?
Oh, it's so wispy. It's a gravity-defying comb-over. I can't believe that this was once on his It's as blonde as a golden marmoset, yet also gray as a long-dead donkey. I'm so jealous of all those booby women he's married. If he paid less than $1 million for it, it's a steal.
I am officially running.
No! No! Don't take me out of the ginger forest! No!
Homer Simpson. Oh, wow. Homer Simpson gets sucked into Donald Trump's hair. All right, let's
get to
our next
show. That is amazing. Okay. I love it.
Let's say good evening to Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman. Do I have that right?
It is, Drex. I wish anybody except Homer Simpson had been on right before I got on, but thank you so much for that, okay?
Oh, you like Homer, no?
Yeah, you gotta love that, him making fun of Donald Trump's hair.
Gotta
have it.
You do a good Homer.
That is good. Good stuff. Well, so I want to get to it, and I've got to, because we ran so late talking about the situation that's going on down here with our own sheriff, I guess at this point you're happy you're in Mendocino County and dealing with the pot people.
I'm always happy. I'm in Mendocino County. I'm not always happy I'm dealing with pot, but no, always happy in Mendocino County.
Oh, so forget the drug war. The main battle now is the Emerald Triangle and the drought. So, you know, let's talk about the big bust. The SWAT teams came in. There were helicopters, nearly 100,000 marijuana plants yanked out of the ground. But it really was not about the pot. It was about the 500,000 gallons of water a day. Is that correct?
Well, that's certainly a major portion of it. This is an area where actually Emerald Triangle got its name. This is an area where Trinity County from the northeast, Humboldt County from the south, and Mendocino County going to the north, they all three counties come together in one pinnacle there. And that's referred to as the Emerald Triangle. It's a very remote area. Basically, once you get off pavement, it's approximately an hour drive time to get there. Many of the people are off the grid. There's some power there. And it has been ignored by law enforcement for many years. One of the reasons being it's just so remote. And so starting in April, I started getting complaints, and the complainers were not the normal complainers about marijuana. The complainers were actually private pilots, you know, with the small planes, Cessnas and so forth, that would fly in that area, say fly between Ukiah or Humboldt County and Redding. And they called to say, listen, there's an enormous amount of greenhouses going up in Island Mountain. And so I asked one of my guys to fly it, and we flew it. And basically in one afternoon in a 12-mile stretch, we found almost 100 greenhouses. And these greenhouses are approximately 100 feet long.
Wow.
They're just fisqueen. We call them hoop houses with PVC. And literally they're taking water out of the Eel River. And there was one water bladder there that was obviously custom made. It was 100 foot by 100 foot, and it was anywhere from 6 to 8 feet high, which holds right out a 500,000 gallons in a big canvas water bladder.
Oh my God! So how do they just run a hose into the river and grab the water out?
That's one way. The other way is to get the tributaries that, you know, naturally flow into the river and stop the tributaries and redirect the water to go into the water bladder.
Oh my gosh!
I've got to take a quick break here for the news break, Sheriff Tom Allen. But when we come back, I want to get to the other side. The leading advocate for the Northern California pot growers scoffing at the whole notion that this was environmentally motivated. You know, and by the way, you know, I understand that you have been more friendly with the whole marijuana situation than some other law enforcement agencies have been, especially the federal government. So we'll discuss that in just a second. And we'll take a break and we'll be back. We've got to check in with the KGO News Center right now with John Libertini on KGO A10.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway? Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with Good Jet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A Good Jet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOOD-JET or 800goodjet.com. Good Jet, we love your schedule.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
When your car battery dies, you call your buddy for a jump. But when your car battery dies and your phone battery dies, well, you're pretty much hosed. Good thing NAPA has the Blue Fuel Jump Starter and portable power supply for only $89. It's all the portable power you need to power your powered things. And with $50 off, it's just $89. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
We are speaking with Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman, and we're talking about marijuana growers are wrecking California environmentally. That discussion will continue right after we check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is the smart car explosion.
They are ready to start immediately as soon as they are given access to the base.
Concord Mayor Tom Grayson today with news the city has the green light for a new security gate at the Concord Naval Weapons Station. That is the site of a new smart car testing facility that's expected to fast-track development of driverless cars. More from KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
20 miles of paved roads on federal government land at the Concord Naval Weapons Station is perfect for testing smart car technology. This week, the city of Concord joined forces with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority to license special access to the new GoMentum test site for vehicle manufacturers like Honda.
It will basically take bureaucracy out of the way and let innovation and creativity take the way.
Lindsay Willis is with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority.
That will open the door for much more frequent and robust testing.
The city of San Francisco finding new ways to charge you more. Using your credit or debit card to pay for parking is now going to cost you more. And as KGO 810's Brian Pelletier reports, that extra money is going to the company that installs those meters.
So what do consumers think about paying the extra fee? Reaction from people I spoke with seems mixed.
I think it's unfair because it's already, at least in front of our building, it's $3 an hour to park.
If they want the convenience of using the card, if there is a charge, it makes sense for the person that's using the card to bear that charge.
Pay by phone customers who now pay 45 cents per parking meter transaction will pay just 27 cents.
The change goes into effect in about 30 days.
And Sanchez is pressured and brought down, sacked by Jason Pierre-Paul.
The rumblings are true about New York Giants star Jason Pierre-Paul. The defensive end had his right index finger amputated today following a fireworks accident. The 26-year-old man has been in a South Florida hospital since Saturday night when he severely injured his hand during that 4th of July fireworks accident. Pro Football's Giants have reportedly pulled a $60 million contract offer previously made to Pierre-Paul.
Time bombs ticking under our neighborhoods and our cities.
The mayor of San Bruno is hailing proposed changes to natural gas pipelines by the Obama administration. Of course, San Bruno was the site of that devastating natural gas pipeline explosion in 2010 that killed 8 people and destroyed 38 homes.
Safety experts have been pushing for years to broaden requirements for excess flow valves even before the deadly San Bruno explosion. San Bruno Mayor Jim Ruane tells KGO,
anything that can enhance pipeline safety, automatic valves, remotely controlled valves, we're all for because it's time bombs ticking under our neighborhoods and our cities.
The valves would cost about $30 a piece and would automatically shut off gas flow when a line is ruptured.
That is KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Well, Taco Bell starting home delivery service today. Not clear if this has anything to do with the explosion of medical marijuana in California, but we have KGO 810's Jason Middleton to explain.
Taco Bell is in a partnership with the startup delivery company DoorDash. Delivery will be available initially in more than 90 cities and more than 200 restaurants around L.A., San Francisco, and Dallas. DoorDash delivers food from restaurants such as California Pizza Kitchen and the Cheesecake Factory for a fee. DoorDash is based in Palo Alto. Taco Bell has about 6,000 units in the U.S., and it says that it plans to bring delivery nationwide. The delivery fee for DoorDash is a flat $5 here in the Bay Area.
And if it's $5 in the Bay Area, it's got to be cheaper every place else. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:34.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business.
That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
There are games, and then there's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic. On one diamond, you've got champs, MVPs, and the hungry ones. The guys who think it's their turn. It's the all-star game of all-star games. The all-star game that decides who's playing Game 7 of the World Series at home. Bat speed and power coming at you at every spot in the lineup. Number one starters coming in from the pen. The fastest feet and the best leather in the world. MLB All-Star Game 2015. Cincinnati, July 14th on Fox.
We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center at 8:35, and he's got everything you need to know about the Bay Area roadways.
Thank you, John. We three places right now where jam ups are really heavy. This look at traffic's brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. We'll start in the city. Northbound 101 is still unfortunately crawling from just before Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. Past the 80 split, I'll tell you again, you've got no problems, but eastbound on the Skyway, it's still a parking lot as well from 101 to Fremont. Eastbound on the Bay Bridge, some minor slowdowns between Treasure Island and the tolls, but no issues on the westbound direction whatsoever. 580 eastbound in Pleasanton and Livermore. Your stop and go from construction from just after Santa Rita Road to First Street in Livermore. If you're heading on toward Tracy, things really slow down again because of construction after North Flynn, and you're going to be stop and go to 205. In Antioch, north and southbound 160, construction up again tonight, and it's got you slow, of course, in both directions between Victory Highway and West Sherman Island Road. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation, too. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it was a tough day on the baseball diamond. The Giants lose to the Mets at AT&T Park, and the A's had a ninth-inning comeback, but they fall short against the Yankees in New York. Final there, 5-4. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Patchy fog tonight, drizzle after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, cloudy and patchy fog, possible drizzle during the commute, and a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 60s to 80 inland. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, a few degrees warmer, and come this weekend, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 60 degrees in Walnut Creek, 63 in Santa Rosa, 63 in Livermore, 62 in San Mateo, 63 in Oakland, 64 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we are speaking to Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman. And we are talking about the fact that, there was a big raid on marijuana plants, but it's not really about the pot. It's about the water usage. And, you know, they're ticking. And I love one of the quotes that was put out there, Sheriff. You know, estimating the farmers are using about 500,000 precious gallons of water a day to support these nearly 87,000 plants. And by the way, they're not the old hippies that have been growing pot there for years. These are the rich white people growers who are moving here in droves, hoping to claim a stake in our unregulated market before the demand really ramps up for legal recreational use.
Well, yeah, and I testified in Sacramento last week at a Assembly and Senate hearing exactly that. You know, it's so easy for people to blame the cartels for some of the abusive marijuana grows we're having, but that's just for some of the marijuana grows we're having, the abusive ones. These are people who have been in it for years and years. They've made millions of dollars, and they really don't have any ownership. I'm not saying they don't own land, but they really don't care about our county. I was raised in Humboldt County in Garberville, and I'm the sheriff of Mendocino County, and this is really and truly my home. And what we saw on Island Mountain during the week of June 22nd was enough to certainly make me sick. I remember as a kid swimming in the Eel River, and we were near the headwaters of the Eel River, where water is usually flowing, you know, crystal clear and quick, and it's some of the wonderful headwaters of salmon and steelhead. And there is so much water being taken out of the Eel River that literally many places of the Eel River, it wasn't even flowing. It wasn't dry, but the water was just stagnant, just moving right, staying right there, and it was covered with moss. And so we're losing a perspective, Drex. We're talking about the legalization of marijuana, and you know it's just an herb, and what are we going to do? In 2016 when it's on the ballot. But I'm telling you that there's some environmental issues that come along with marijuana that maybe people who are the consumers really aren't thinking about. And we've certainly seen a lot of action to save our headwaters forest where the redwood trees are and so forth. And I'm clearly telling you that there are some endangered species in our fish habitat that are endangered because of so much water being taken out of the Eel River and the Trinity River and some of the other tributaries. So it's not a laughing matter. I mean, if people want to think, well, it's just weed and it doesn't do much, let me tell you, when we went in there and we eradicated 86,500 plants in 4 days, and we saw these huge pipes, you know, coming from the Eel River and coming from tributaries going into reservoirs. If people saw what was happening, they would be just as concerned about this as they would be with anything that happens at Yosemite or in any of the redwood forests. This is a big deal, and it's happening right now. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we say, gosh, this is going to affect us in 10 years. This is affecting us right now.
Well, I do like your argument that cannabis farming in the triangle could be if they would use or cultivate the drought-tolerant Kush varieties like they do in Afghanistan, where it uses very little water.
Well, we certainly have, and if I can use the phrase old hippies, I'm not trying to be demeaning, but...
it's okay. They're cool with it.
Stick with old hippies. These are people who have respect for our land. You know, they're either hand watering or they're using very conservative drip water systems, and they're not putting pesticide and rodenticides into the water that they're using for their marijuana. And they're the people who, you know, they might have owned the land for 20 or 30 years already, and they plan on giving it to their kids and another generation and so forth. But we have people who they really don't give a darn about who owns this land next.
And well, we don't want the rich fat cats coming in here and taking over the Emerald Triangle because it's just a beautiful area of California. And you're right. And we're in the middle of a drought, and we don't want it messed up. Brian Pelletier from the KGO News Center is here. He has a question for you because he's actually doing a story on this. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm working on a story right now about Assemblymember Jim Wood's proposal, AB 243, right. And that is supposed to help kind of rein in this overuse of water, and you mentioned the harmful pesticides as well. Have you heard about this, and where do you stand on that?
And Jim Wood is my assemblyman, and actually on June 22nd, I had the honor of taking him directly to Island Mountain. It was 2.5 hours each way from Ukiah, but the district attorney and I and Assemblyman Wood went to Island Mountain together. And we were able to see the environmental damage that was happening. And he had his eyes opened as to what was really and truly occurring in some of these remote areas. And I support Assemblyman Wood's bill. I think it had some bad news in Sacramento today. I don't think in one of the committees it received all the votes necessary, but it's not completely done yet. But Assemblyman Woods and our senator, Michael McGuire, he also has a Senate bill going similar to it of dealing with the environmental issues of marijuana. Because, you know, let's be honest, in 1996, you know, the voters of California put a stamp of approval on medicinal marijuana. And you're not going to see a whole bunch of law enforcement officers coming after medicinal marijuana if it's grown appropriately in low amounts. But when you start getting these abusive, almost industrial-type grows just for the sake of making money. No, there's no other reason. There were no medical cards posted at these huge marijuana grows. We went to one house or one location where there were 14 of these greenhouses, and every 10 days they were able to harvest a new type of a new crop of marijuana.
And okay. Do you find it strange that there's a lack of legislation when it comes to regulating these marijuana grow operations?
Well, I do. I believe the reason for that is so many of our elected leaders have just said, gosh, you know, the populace has supported marijuana. I don't want to get involved in anything that's going to say no to this, you know, because there could be political retribution. But I certainly appreciate what Assemblyman Woods and Senator McGuire have done to say, let's talk about it. Because what I've said all along is the more we talk about it, the closer we are to a solution. You know, I've never smoked this stuff in my entire life. I've never grown this stuff. I bought it in the 80s because I was undercover, and I did that many times. But whether you, wherever you stand on marijuana, the truth is medical marijuana is accepted and legal in California.
Okay,
and so law enforcement is getting to this point of accepting it. However, when you start polluting my land and start stealing my water, I'm telling you, all bets are off.
Okay, so you might have had a glass of wine or two or a bottle or so. So the 2,200 unpermitted water diversions for wine groups in the Central Valley, they're saying, well, why are you not chopping down the vines for wine when, you know, you're certainly don't have a problem cutting down the marijuana plants?
You know, that's a great argument until you start looking at there are regulations for water going to the vineyards, and there's oversight. There's in Mendocino County, we have over 100 vineyards, and there is not a vineyard I know of, and I know every one of them, where I couldn't walk in tomorrow and go to the landowner and say, I'd like to see your watering system right now. I'd like to see, or with a winery, I'd like to see your winery right now. And they'd say, Sheriff, come on in. Let me show you what I'm doing. Well, that's certainly not the case with aggressive marijuana grows because people aren't doing it to say I'm staying within the boundary of the law.
No, they're trying to take advantage. I'm totally with you, Sheriff Tom.
Yeah.
So one more question and then we'll wrap. What is up with the feds thinking that you're too soft on pot? Where's that come from?
Well, I'm sure some of them are listening right now, so I'll keep my answer a little contained here. But the truth is we live in a democracy. And while I didn't vote for Proposition 215, and if it was on the ballot tomorrow, I wouldn't vote for Proposition 215. You know what? I'm a sworn law enforcement officer that's sworn to uphold the law. And so there's many laws that I may not agree with, but that doesn't mean that I don't enforce them or I don't respect them, because that's the way our democracy works. So as I said, Drex, the more we talk about it, the closer everybody gets to a solution. But the three C's, the courts, the citizens, and the cops have to agree on what the laws are, because right now those three entities all disagree on what the laws are. So let's keep talking about it.
For sure. And it's going to heat up should it become legalized for recreational use. Then the bigger fight with the feds will flare up. I mean, you know, I don't know where that's going. I guess the lieutenant governor's going to figure it out.
Well, listen, I was coming home from Sacramento last night. You guys kept me laughing on Highway 20 in between Lake County and Williams. You were the only station that came in. I listen to you all the time. Thanks for laughing. Thanks for making people laugh. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for the fantastic work that you're doing in the Emerald Triangle. And have a great night. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman. And we will continue with the Drex Radio Show coming up here next on KGO Radio 810.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Once upon a time, a man walks into a corner store. He's greeted with a profound question.
What can I get you?
He utters the inevitable words.
Deluxe Heaven's playbook, please.
The man looks deeply into its glossy pages and scratches a game filled with priceless rubies. He turns the page and beholds five more games.
Wow.
Start your own Scratchers story with the Deluxe Sevens Playbook by the California Lottery and get lost in six pages of Scratchers. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Hey, it's Chip Franklin with a basic question. Do you have 5 minutes? Well, what if I told you a five-minute phone call could help you start saving $150 or $250 or maybe $300 a month every single month? Mortgage rates are down, and you need to put your home to work for you, so call my good buddy Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. You can start lowering your monthly payments and freeing up some extra cash. I know personally, Kevin helped me with a refi, save $350 a month. You see, because of low rates and increased property values, Kevin Lyons helped a listener save over $480 a month. All he had to do was call Kevin. He went to work for them, and now they're saving over $5,000 a year. So do you have 5 minutes to save hundreds of dollars each month? Well, call Kevin Lyons right now. 800-333-5157. That's 800-333-5157 or online at anchorfunding.net. That's 800-333-5157. Now I'm going to talk real fast. Equal housing lender. BRE number 01276087. NMLS 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810. In stores now, Starbucks. The price awakens.
Welcome to Starbucks. May I take your order? One venti iced coffee, come right up. Yes, I know they've raised the prices, R2. Well, then make your own damn coffee. I'm going to start calling you Keurig. Welcome to Starbucks. May I take your order?
Give me a venti iced skinny hazelnut frappuccino with sugar-free syrup and extra shot, light ice, non-fat, and no whipped cream.
And that's how you can tell if someone's coming from the dark side.
Starbucks, may the cost be with you.
And the prices have gone up from 5 to, I think, 20 or 20 cents or more. But it's so funny because the people back in promotions here at Cumulus, I especially my one friend, Ryan, he has to have his fix all the time, I said. And he walks in here with those huge sugary things, frappuccinos. I said,
well,
Ryan,
doesn't he come in with, like, the tray?
Yes, with the
tray. For everyone in the office. And it's like he just came in from Dairy Queen. I mean, the variety is amazing.
I said, well, you know you're paying more for that now, even though the price of coffee has dropped 20%. He goes, oh, it doesn't matter, Drex. You don't understand. This is a must-have.
Oh, so, okay. It just doesn't matter. You know, that's an interesting point because I think the way people buy coffee, it's like they just throw the rest of the money into the tip jar. However, it's looking like these are going to tip over the $5 mark. So then are you going to make the tip out of a 10 or a 20? I don't know.
And I love having the argument with people who want the dark roast, thinking there's more caffeine in the dark roast. No, there's more caffeine in the light roast.
We just like that it tastes like an ashtray.
I guess. But if you're looking for the caffeine fix, there's more caffeine in the light roast than there is the dark. If you didn't know that, well, you'll learn something new on the Drex Radio Show. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk? Okay. I love this story, and because I have a friend of mine who was, and believe me, I'm not picking on Apple, but the NBA's Matt Bonner made less than 37% of his three-pointers with the San Antonio Spurs this past season, which is down slightly from his career average of 41%. And he says it's all because he upgraded to the iPhone 6 last year. Okay.
What?
Now, Matt had a nagging tennis elbow issue for about 2.5 months during the season, and he said it all started because he upgraded to the bigger iPhone than his last one. And here's his quote. It was a strain. It was a strain to use it. You had to stretch further to hit the buttons, and I honestly think that's how I ended up developing the elbow problem. And here's the strange thing.
Further to hit the buttons. It's in your
hand.
I
don't know, but the big.
Oh,
we're talking about
thumbs.
The big iPhone, okay? So you're looking down. I don't know what his theory on this is, but I had a friend over the weekend, and we had some people over, and somebody had the bigger iPhone. And I said, oh, how do you like the big iPhone? Yeah, because I still have the 5.
Big boy phone.
Yeah, I have the 5, and I just refuse to, until it dies, it stays in my pocket.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So I said, how do you like it? He goes, oh, my God, I wish I would not have gotten the big one. The big one's driving me crazy. Doesn't fit in my pocket. And he alluded to some of these things. It's kind of, you know, for him,
say
difficult.
That again, the big one.
The big one doesn't fit in his pocket. Well, I don't know. It's big.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to set you up.
Bum, 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 bum. Okay. Very well done, Heather.
It's too big, said no one ever. Oh, sorry.
Well, if you're going to carry it around in your jeans pocket, right. I can see where that would be a thing. Then you don't. Then you have to worry about breaking it and bending it. I don't know if that's still an issue or not.
Yeah, but pocket accommodation is a big thing with phones, with these devices that we take
for sure,
everywhere
if you're
with us always.
Jeans. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Where else are you going to? Well, anyway. I think it doesn't fit in most shirt pockets, nor your
something.
Nicely tailored jacket pocket.
I want to, because I always think that I always feel like these Apple stories come out because last night we did this Apple store story from this op-ed, this guy who was reviewing the Apple Watch that said sales are off like 90% or something and it's just not going to happen or whatever. On to next. So I do want to say something nice. So Heather has the MacBook Pro. You have the, what is that called? The Air?
Yeah, one of the Airs.
I have to tell you, so I have the original that I broke out of my suitcase last week. That weighs like, I don't know, it seems like 10 pounds to me.
And oh, the old brick.
I was thinking to myself, I so much want what Heather has.
Oh, my God.
Because it's so light and it's so wonderful. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
Apple.
I'm going all Homer on you. Oh.
Just rubbing it on myself now.
Yeah, so that is
if
called-
you're listening, Apple. We do love your products, and we own them.
And that one is the
MacBook Pro. I guess this is
Air,
13.
The Air?
It's an Air, but it's not the, so I am the sun and the air.
Yeah, but that's what you want. I mean, I could put that in my,
listen,
in
I'll tell
my
you
man
something
bag
else
in
too.
My purse, and I could carry that around. Can't do that with the original one.
At the risk of no one at Apple ever helping me with this computer, because maybe I'm a bad owner, I have seriously dropped this hard twice.
Really?
And it works like it always did. Yeah, see the...
Oh, yeah, I have one of those on my iPad.
You know, like,
I dropped my iPad a couple times and I didn't break it.
Who puts their computer on the chair in the backyard only to let it slide off and onto the concrete?
All right, it's time for the late night, late show wrap up. That's coming up next where we lighten things up and we get to all things silly and stupid. On the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson. And the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house. And we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters. Mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, CertaPro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at CertaPro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or text BEST to U-Fuel. Offer in September 8, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire.
Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the east?
Live in concert. The Rockabye Golly Angel Tour 2015. Shoreline Amphitheater. Saturday, July 11th. With very special guest Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Tickets on sale now. Buy tickets at livenation.com. More info is at steelydan.com.
It's 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini, Tom Stern.